this is not just something that you should be doing when you are doing sitting meditation. For that matter, standing or walking meditation. But after you learn the technique, you should throughout your whole day, occasionally, especially when you are in between activities, yeah, like you are going to work and you are in the train or in the car, you are waiting for the traffic light, then just sit back and observe yourself, the sitting posture, and observe the rim of your steering wheel. Is it hard, soft, cold, warm, smooth, rough? Is it shaky or is it stable? You know, just be aware of those sensations. And just be aware of the sensations that arise in your hand. Be aware of the sensations throughout the body. If you are in a train, as you hold on to the standing that bar or the overhead bar, observe the sensation. Yeah. Even before we talk about enlightenment, if you just focus your attention to those sensations, then within the trunk, the cabin of the train, there's no such a thing as crowdedness anymore. Because if you pay attention to just that feeling has no squeezing or not. Yeah, if you're able to just observe, I'm holding on to the handlebar, holding, cold, cold, hard, smooth, and that's it. Yeah. Then you, if I dare say so, if any of you have claustrophobia or tend to feel like, you are so stuffy, what? You try this exercise. I dare say, if you do this regularly, you find that there's no more issue of, wow, so oppressive, or so squeezed. Yeah, it's all really in the mind. You think about it. If you sleep in a cave, or sleep in a big mansion, or a small room, you close your eyes, it's no difference, no? It's really no difference, you know? I've slept in a cave before, I've slept in different places, then I realize, no, like, what's the difference? Not much difference. You close your eyes, right? Yeah? Even if you stay in a, I recently heard about this, what, BCS, BC what? GCB. Yeah, what is GCB? Good class bungalow. I only learned this recently, you know. That I was told that, oh, it must have a certain dimension, must be in a certain location, and the square foot area is like, don't know how many times that of a 4-room flat or 5-room flat. I'm not talking about 2 or 3 times, mind you, it's like 10 over times or something. It's like, and then I'm thinking like, okay, so you have what, 10 rooms. So what are you going to do? 9 to 10, sleep, and then you know, set the alarm, 10 o'clock, wake up, go to the next room, and then rotate around the whole night. And because each room is so luxurious, right, you sleep with your eyes open. You know what I mean? When you sleep, you sleep. So then, in the same way, then if you think about it, yeah, if you're in a train, and there are a lot of people, you're squeezed up, okay, then barring, protect yourself, okay? Yeah, ladies and guys, protect yourself if you're in a crowded train. Whether it's a possession or your body, yeah, be aware. Yeah, but before anything happens, don't create problem for yourself. Squeeze is already squeezed. Unless if you start having negative thoughts, then everybody just disappear. If that happens, then good to have some negative thoughts. But it doesn't, isn't it? Then what happened? Initially, you are in a crowded train, and that's all there is. Now you are in a crowded train with your unhappy thoughts. Now you have 2 problems. So might as well be happy in a crowded train. Just focus on the not on the crowded train, but just find something to center yourself. Yeah. And if you can do this, then can you imagine the quality of your journey would improve so much. We don't even have to ask ourselves, hey, Sifu, what is the benefit of this? You will know yourself. And if someone can tell, sure, no, don't be so specific, you will say, you can try. Yeah, because once you try it yourself and you see, you're able to have, regardless of where you are, you're able to have that inner peace, you know, that inner tranquility. Well, that you cannot buy. No, and nobody can take it away from you. Your boss can send you overseas for some business trip, you know, go in the morning, come back at night, and then give you economy classes. And then meanwhile, your colleague over there, last time business, what? Last time people had to walk, last time. Then meanwhile, once you sit down, yes, it's cramped, your leg is touching the front seat, and then as it touch, you observe, hard, hard, soft, soft. Yeah, just be aware of the sensation, then no issue. Let me think about it, I'm not a small guy, you know. I have no issue with economy. Yeah. So, I always tend to like to think of it this way. All this can get us enlightened. But enlightenment can be, may not be as trivial as next Wednesday. So before that, you need to be able to see how you can experience and use it in your day-to-day. Because otherwise, it's not sustainable. Otherwise, you'll just keep on trying, and then hoping that one Wednesday, arahanthood. Not likely going to happen. Okay? And the very, very last thing, I think I mentioned about this cancer patient. Yeah. Yeah. He has. Yeah. Tomorrow? Huh? Tomorrow is a funeral. Yeah. So I mentioned previously the patient I visited, Thomas, right? Yeah. So he passed away a few days, Thursday. Life is transient. Yeah, life is transient. I wish I wish we could have done more for him. I wish all Buddhist family will be required to at least learn some core part of what the Buddha taught. Because then, it doesn't mean that, oh, because you learn then, will not get cancer. Will not have headache, no flu, or no pimple, yeah, no white hair, no hair loss. No. But it's that when these things happen, it's still, sometimes you get, but when it does happen, you are able to face it with equilibrium and not be so distraught. Yeah, so I want to invite you all, not that I want to, you know, gong sui or you're all going to get cancer or what. Yeah, but even when you get flu, even when you have a headache, wouldn't it be nice to be able to just observe the headache and go like, oh, interesting. Because, you know, some days during SGC, I usually have quite bad headache. Sometimes it's so severe, I have to, Panadol ulang. Panadol. So if you are sick, go and eat Panadol. But before, don't always just say, oh, I'm sick, then I must do this. But even before that, are you able to just be at peace with that headache? Because sometimes it's not a physical headache. Sometimes it's your boss who is the headache. Then can you deal with that? Because with the physical headache, you can pop Panadol, you know. With your boss, you cannot pop Panadol. Yeah, the boss don't go away. So try this exercise.